welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today, we continue on our Ascension of 2012 series. My first guest is Marcia McMahon, who is an accomplished artist, professor of art history, and internationally recognized angel, intuitive psychic, and author. She has a BA from Ursuline College and a Master's of Art from Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Institute of Art. Her books are channeled inspiration from Princess Diana about how to create a world of peace and unity. Marcia is an accomplished artist and teacher of 30 years and was named in Who's Who World for 2007, Who's Who in American Women for 2010. Marcia hosts the Earth Angels for Peace on Yahoo Groups and has taught many people the way to connect to spirit. She is known for her show, The Peaceful Planet, formerly on BBS Radio. She is a nationally certified hypnotherapist with NGH and does past life regressions, hypnosis for self-esteem, and angelic Reiki. She is a gifted angelic channel and works with spiritual realms to bring through clarity and healing on multidimensional levels in her writing and consultation. She is the author of Princess Diana's Message of Peace in 2003, and With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, published in 2005. Marcia channels Archangel Michael and the spirit of John Lennon. Marcia's interviews have been heard on hundreds of programs on radio and TV and has helped many to understand the core issues involved in terrorism. She has provided solutions to the dilemma in her work with Princess Diana. Her work is verified independently from many sources. She is now focused on ascension messages. As we approach the 2012 gateway, Archangel Michael provides wisdom through Marcia for all to better understand the changes coming to the planet. Contact Marcia at marciadye2002@yahoo.com for Reiki, hypnosis, and readings. Information is available at www.divineconnectionsforreikiandart.com and also at www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com for sessions with spirit for personal growth and development. Marcia is also a professor of art history, specializing in ancient lost mysteries, which has been featured on her show, formerly The Peace Planet, on BBS Radio. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Marcia, and I'm anxious to hear what you have learned about the Ascension. Now, first, how do you define Ascension?
Well, that's a great question, Carl, and thank you, by the way, for interviewing me on this very important topic.
It's my pleasure.
How do I define Ascension? Well, I think most people have their own definitions of ascension, but very simply, very basically put, ascension is when a form of life moves up to another level of consciousness or another level of life form. So if we were talking about the mineral kingdom, and this was like a little basic science lesson here, then the mineral kingdom is maybe level one. And if we move from the mineral kingdom to the plant kingdom, then we've ascended one level in life form.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my understanding that ascension is a moving up in life form expression, which could involve physical changes to own physical bodies and physical changes to the earth plane. So when we speak of ascension that's happening now, collectively speaking, and it has a broader implication for the species of mankind because we're moving up in vibration, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm. Marcia, how can we verify the information from Archangel Michael, Ra, or any of the other sources of the divine?
Well, as far as that goes, I can go back on the messages that I've shared over the years. I used to do a yearly message with Archangel Michael on BBS Radio and had my show, The Peaceful Planet. And I used to do yearly predictions, but these were not my predictions. This was channeled information from Archangel Michael. And personally, I was able to verify the veracity, the truth of the messages, because they accurately would predict things that would happen in the coming year. For instance, you remember about the stock market crashing,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me in 07 that the stock markets were going to crash. And so I brought that out to my audience in his Christmas message for 08, which was the turning of the year there. And sure enough, that did come true. I can't prove anything of what I'm saying in the messages from Archangel Michael other than to look back on some of the things that have happened afterwards. And if we get into the people that are really the doubters and the skeptics, they're not going to believe any of this anyway,
mm-hmm.
much less that I talk to Archangel Michael,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I'm not interested in convincing anyone,
mm-hmm.
but I'm interested in the truth of the sayings. And personally, I take great care to be a scribe for Archangel Michael. When I have an inner inclination that he wants to speak, then I set aside time and I devote myself to him, and I ask him to clear out the debris of my mind so that I can be a better service to him.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, my service then is to just try to listen with my inner ear and take the dictation as I receive it. And everyone can read these messages as they're posted on my website when I have one up there posted. And everyone can take from the messages from Archangel Michael how they wish to interpret it and how it feels for them that day, because there are different levels of truth as we understand it, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marcia, what is the most important aspect of ascension?
Well, since we are moving up in vibration, and Michael and Ra and the different guides that I work with, the Heavenly Host, have all said that in no uncertain terms, we are moving to a so-called new earth, and that this new earth is unlike anything in the old earth, except that it is identical to the old earth, but it's a higher vibration. So I guess to simplify the idea, we have to keep our vibration on a high level from now until the appointed time of the ascension, which means that we need to take better care of ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And in order to do that, if there are negative people in our lives that we could live without and we could seek to be free from, or if there are negative situations that are pulling us down in some way, then it behooves us, and this comes through from a lot of the channeling that Archangel Michael has given me, that we would benefit by doing anything we can to raise our vibration, listening to good music, reading edifying books, creating art, or going to see art. All of these experiences can collectively help us to remember the things about life now that are beautiful, and they can help us by helping us to remember the divine within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, Marcia, what happens in 2012?
Well, I have a lot of messages, and I happen to be a believer in the 2012 phenomenon. Are you a believer, Carl, or are you, like, uncertain of the date?
Oh, no. I think we're in the process now. I don't think anything specific is going to happen on December 21st, 2012, but I think that we're in the process and that there are changes coming about and leading to a new earth.
Well, you know, I have these various channeled messages, and they say that in or about 2012, and some of them have been quite specific and insistent on the date of December 21st, 2012, that's the Ra group that I channel, that is going to be a turning point where it will commence. In other words, it will begin the ascension energies, and these are cosmic occurrences, as I understand it from the archangels. They are talking about cosmic occurrences of great magnitude. And I'm not just saying this because I got this from Archangel Michael. I've read it through a lot of Michael's other works on the internet, and so it's sort of a synthesis of my understanding. When you ask these questions, I'm synthesizing what I've channeled myself and what I've seen through others channeling. But it's because we don't actually have the information readily available in our media or in any other format for us to trust at this point, that we need people who are channels and who can take the information and not distort it and not use fear. You know, I mean, there's a lot of fear surrounding that 2012 thing, and I do believe that the ascension will begin to commence around the December 21st mm-hmm. gateway or opening, but I don't believe that the world will necessarily end on that date. And if it were to end, I'm not a doomsayer, because as far as I can understand God is infinite. So if it did suddenly end, it wouldn't really be the end. It would just be another new beginning,
mm-hmm.
because all the universes and all of the creation is continually evolving and growing, and there's never really an end to anything,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because you're information is slightly different than what I have heard previously. And previously I've heard that the reason that we're in the process is that we're getting rid of the old to make way for the new, and that the things that are happening in the world now are part of that process. And so that it's happening, but I've also had one person that said that the calendar that we use is not the calendar that was previously used, and so that this date has already passed. So there are different points of view, which I think is good.
Well, absolutely. And whenever I see the people on the crazies on TV, they get on and say, "Today is the day of the Lord, the mm-hmm. Lord cometh," you know, and all. They get the little signs out, and they got, you know, a following of 2,000 people that are all, you know, all ready to jump ship, whatever that means, you know, for this leader. Some fool gave all that money to that guy that said the world was ending in
right.
May, and we all had a good laugh on that. But my guides have given me these specific dates, and they mm-hmm. said that at some point, this particular experience of life in 3D would come to a conclusion, and then the experience in the fourth and the fifth dimension mm-hmm. would open up.
Mm-hmm.
But because people are becoming more psychically aware and more aware in the astral plane realm and then in the other higher planes, it's possible that we are already in these new energies and that nothing physical will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But my guides tell me that something physical is going to happen,
oh,
and that there will
mm-hmm.
be changes on all of the planets, and there will be changes in our sun. But, you know, when you get into all that stuff and you get into prophecy, then you can really mislead people
right.
and frighten them. And the thing is, if there are going to be physical changes, I would be the last person out there on the sidewalk going, "Beware the day of the Lord cometh," you know, kind of thing,
right.
because I'm not into scaring people. But some of what I have gotten from my highest sources is a little scary, and it did frighten me
mm-hmm.
some. And I'll confess that to you, because I don't like the thought of the world particularly ending. There's things about this particular world that I really like and enjoy and wouldn't want to see end. But a lot of the other channeling that I've read also does confirm that this is
mm-hmm.
commencing, that things are wrapping up, that karma's ending and,
mm-hmm.
and that
right.
sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be ending if it wasn't for some kind of new beginning, the way
right.
I see it. But
right.
whether it happens in 2012 or in our lifetime, I think it'll happen in our lifetime. I can
oh, definitely.
Say that with some certainty.
Right. And we have to realize that time is a man-made human concept, that in the universe, there is no time. Also, I have found that psychics that I know, it's very difficult for them to pinpoint time. So the December 21st came about because that was when the Mayan calendar ended.
Yeah.
And there is supposed to be an alignment in the galaxy.
Right.
At that time also. And I think that's where that particular date came from. but it's interesting.
Well, you know, a lot of people have looked at the Mayan calendar, and they were brilliant mathematicians, and there were three versions of it. And they have deciphered that the Mayan calendar doesn't apply to this particular due date, if you will, but that others say that the calendar falls exactly on that due date. And then there's the Nostradamus prophecy, too, which if you read some of the last chapters in the Nostradamus books, it indicates some kind of certain ending of some sort, ending of time as we mm-hmm. know it. And so if time is relative and really very circular, psychics can locate things in the future and in the past by simply tuning into the Akashic records, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are speaking about something that is about to occur. But again, with anything that is about to occur, many things can come in the way of that
right.
and delay it, or they can come.
Right.
But
right.
the guides tell me that there's nothing that can really delay or postpone or put off the ascension of mankind, which I welcome that thought because I like
right.
the idea of what kind of energy we're moving into versus the third dimensional energy of where we are here still on Earth with the poverty, the sickness, the disease, and the things that tend to still prevail that so many of us have worked to help end in this dimension. But at the same time, the wars aren't ending. The diseases don't seem to be quite ending yet.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we're moving into a more positive Earth is the way
right.
I think of it.
Now, Marcia, did Jesus speak of ascension?
I think that Jesus' words, when he was in his ministry and he was beginning to prophesy and give information about the coming age, and he always used to say that one would be left standing and the other would be taken, and analogies to the harvest. And I believe that when he was speaking about the harvest, he was speaking more in terms of the ascension. And I think that now we are at that point of the harvest in humankind's history. And I think that he was talking about the good and the evil being separated as the wheat from the chaff. And I take it, interpret the Bible that way, because I've looked at this ascension thing enough to see that I believe anyway that he was talking more about ascension than he was talking about resurrection. And in fact, I think when he said that I am the resurrection and the life, I think he really meant to say I am the ascension and the life, because he was an ascended master and he did ascend.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he was really intending the word ascension. And any time you find the word resurrection in the Bible, if you were to insert ascension, I think you would get a more clear picture
mm-hmm.
about what Jesus was speaking of and what he was predicting, because I think his mission was focused on helping to raise the vibrations of the earth plane 2,000 years ago
mm-hmm.
so that
mm-hmm.
we would not fall into total bleakness and despair
mm-hmm.
because the Roman Empire was so severe and cruel at that time. It's possible that the human race just could have fallen into that and never come into an awareness, whereas a lot of people are aware of this teaching and a lot of people are aware of the light that he represented. So I think that he was trying to pave the way, actually, for
mm-hmm.
ascension.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that he's coming on a cloud to come and rescue us personally.
No, he's already here.
Yeah.
That's who I meditate to. He's in each of us if we look for him.
Absolutely. And really, there's a lot of talk about the Christ consciousness, and
mm-hmm.
it's not about the second coming of Christ. It's about the wave of the new consciousness that's
mm-hmm.
coming over.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I want to say America in particular, because America is the spiritual leader.
Mm-hmm. Marcia, tell us about the new Earth. What will life be like there?
Well, I wish I could give you a complete picture of that, Carl, as a
mm-hmm.
psychic. I know I can tune in and read for you some excerpts of what the new Earth will look like if I can find them here in my many notes. But from what Archangel Michael has told me, the new Earth is going to be a place of pristine peacefulness and glory, and it will not have the pollution, and it will not have the poverty and the suffering and the death and the war that those of us who've been doing light work all our lives have strived to eradicate in one way or another. And so I believe from the messages that I've received from Archangel Michael that there will be a magnificent new earth waiting for all of those that move up in vibration. And we may be physically moving to this new earth, according to what I have from the guides. And the new earth may be a more etheric place, but it is nonetheless a replica of the earth as it exists now. I guess, to get more specific, we may just have to wait and see, because the guides tell me that it's going to be the ride of a lifetime, just riding over there. So it's a fifth-dimensional world, according to them. And so will it be a gravity-type planet, and will it have a sun like ours and this kind of thing, because there's supposedly a new sun coming, too? It doesn't sound to me like it's going to be exactly the same, but it sounds like it's going to be a better ramped-up version of what we would like to have if we could have a paradise Earth. But that does sound pretty pie in the sky, I realize. And I'm just synthesizing what I've been given. I will continue to scan through my documents and see if there's something I might be able to read to you about a description of the new Earth, because it is very magnificent what we are coming into. So I don't think it's just a, shall I say, just a consciousness that we're coming into.
No, no.
Because it would still take a huge number of people that are enlightened and awakened, like yourself, to actually change the entire consciousness of the planet. And those very people would have to be in all the leadership positions, and they would have to begin to do the dictates of this world. And as you look around, you see the Middle East and, you know, the Arab awakening and all of that, and you see these people everywhere clamoring for something new and something better. And it's sort of heart-wrenching when you see that number of younger people that are willing to die for that cause, just to bring in a new earth that, you know, a place of greater justice and greater freedom. And getting back to what Jesus talked about, he did say, you know, behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth. It seems to me like we've been waiting a long time for this new earth to appear. And it seems like, as far as I can tell, it's God's justice for the just of this earth who are presently incarnate.
Marcia, how can people prepare for the ascension?
Well, there's some people that are never going to prepare because they're not even going to know what's happening. And the people that want to ascend probably have made a soul contract already to stay on the earth plane and to work with ascension and work with raising their vibrations enough. So I would say that mainly, if a person is a good person, basically trying to live in accordance with harmony and peace and love, then those vibrations will tend to be magnified. And if they choose the right things in the next year and a half or so, and they keep themselves in a place of positive vibration, some sources say that you only need to be 51% positive to ascend. That is something I'm locating from the Ra group that had said that through another channel, Carla Ruckert. But I think that if you want to ascend and you have the sincere desire to ascend, it's not like God is going to pick you out and say, ah, you get to ascend and you don't. It's not like a final judgment kind of thing. It's more, do you wish to move into a higher vibration for yourself that might entail ending your karmic duties in the third dimension and moving up into these higher dimensions where you get to do more of your real work with working with service to others in some way. And everybody's job between now and the time of the ascension, whenever that time may be, and again, time is relative, sometime in our lifetime it will happen. I do think that's pretty well established. I think people need to think about clearing up their karma for their ascension, and I think they need to think about their relationships in particular and trying as best they can, just as people do when they're going through a death and dying process, is clearing up misunderstandings with relationships with others so that there's no loose ends for people, because I think ascension is essentially about releasing more than hanging on to a lot of debris.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What happens to those people who are not ascending?
Well, it's my understanding, anyway, that there's going to be a lot of earth changes. There already have been. You know, we're sitting here in 110-degree heat, both of us in our air-conditioned offices and living rooms right now, but we're having a lot of earth change. And the storms that have been coming fast and furious are, unfortunately, taking out lots of population. If you're on the ascension wave, if you are determined to ascend, you cannot be hurt by the storms, and you should learn to tune into your guidance in order to stay in the physical body so that you will stay on the earth plane. But for those that are not called to ascension, unfortunately, and this is where it gets really sad, I think, is that people do have to transition. And it's not because we have a ferociously terrible God who is decreeing these terrible earth changes so much as the people decided at a soul level when they came that they weren't ready for entering the higher dimensions, so they're not going to be ascending. So you may have a sense in your life where some people are suddenly leaving your life and some family members are suddenly unsupportive to you or not in communication with you much anymore. And very often, maybe they shall pass on to the spirit realm. And that is because their soul was not ready for the ascension process.
Mm-hmm.
So those people, even in your family or good friends, whom you may like and you want to save and you want them to come along, but there's nothing you can do, I don't think, and I don't know if you've experienced this in your life, that I have, where there's really nothing you can do to, quote, unquote, save them and keep them on this earth plane.
Mm-hmm. But I understand that at some point, those souls who have chosen to stay in the third dimension will move to the fifth dimension. Now, will we be reunited with those family members and friends?
Well, that's a good question, because the guides have not commented to me in the messages that I have from them about what is going to happen to those souls who perish in, say, the earth changes, or they choose at this point not to ascend. It's my understanding, though, that when we move to the new earth, we will still be able to communicate with the loved ones who are not in the new earth
mm-hmm.
with us. So if we can telepathically communicate, then they could be eventually brought up because, you know, I interpret the Bible metaphysically, and I think the Bible said that the dead will be raised, but that people take literally. But when they say raised, I take that to mean that the dead or those who are not ascended will be moved up to a higher plane where we can communicate with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems entirely possible that they could in time reincarnate on the fifth dimensional earth.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a likely possibility, but it's my understanding that the reincarnation process works differently and that a child is not brought into that dimension unless there's great care and planning
mm-hmm.
given to it. But I would think that those of us that would dearly like to see our loved ones again, there would be a master plan, but I'm not aware of all the
mm-hmm.
infinitesimal
mm-hmm.
plans
mm-hmm.
for where the souls go, because I was told that the souls that were definitely not ascending would not be returning to our Earth, the old Earth, the 3D Earth. They would be going to another Earth-like planet.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that means reincarnation in some sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marcia, is there anything else you'd like to say before we look at your services, products, and how the listeners can reach you?
Well, I'm just now creating a new website on Archangel Michael's Ascension Messages.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it up yet. They can see some of my older messages from Archangel Michael on my site, Diana Speaks to the World. And I would say, too, that I want to mention that I'm planning to have an online Connecting to Your Angels class coming up in August, and I would love to share that with your listeners, and
mm-hmm.
they can reach me through my email if they are interested in attending the course, and I will have that course up on my website that I mentioned, Diana Speaks to the World, and that would be under classes and conference calls.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to just say that to go ahead and read some of the messages by Archangel Michael on the website. And I am producing an e-book at the moment, and I will have that on the new website. And I'm thinking between now and 6 months from now,
mm-hmm.
I'll have the new website up to further educate people about Ascension and help them tune into the energies.
And how will they find out about the new site?
Well, it'll be linked to the old site.
Oh, okay.
It'll be linked, and then at some point I'll probably come back on the air. I don't know if it would be with BBS or not, but I was a host of the Peaceful Planet here on BBS radio for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice to be back on BBS radio and be a guest of you today. It's quite a nice honor.
Well, thank you. Now, Marcia, do you want to give your email address then?
Absolutely, I will. It's Marcia Dye, MarciaDi, 2002, at yahoo.com. And if anyone would like a reading or they would like to contact me about the angel class, I'm tentatively scheduling the angel class for sometime in mid-August, shortly
mm-hmm.
after this program airs.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be up on the website by that time. And there's a lot of other art up there as well. I'm trying to think of anything else that I might add about
mm-hmm.
Ascension. I just think that it's something that we really need to educate people about and help them to get a grasp on what is going on, because we're living in some very tumultuous times, and
right.
it's hard to put a perspective on that without people feeling really gloomy about
mm-hmm.
their prospects for survival,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Marcia. This has been interesting, and I know the listeners are going to want to hear, especially what's going to happen with their families and their friends and some of the things that have not been covered earlier. So I thank you.
Exactly.
Again.
Yes, it has been very interesting. And, you know, I'm open to doing readings with our listeners or to having them read my messages and go into further questions about them once they visit the site. You can go to the main index of my site to see the messages and see previous interviews, too.
Great. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you so much, Carl, for your
mm-hmm.
call.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day.
You, too. Another uplifting issue of a distinctive style magazine filled with heartfelt stories about people whose passion in life is to help others can be found in the new summer issue. In today's media, with an emphasis on hurricanes, floods, fires, volcanic eruptions, global economic problems, social unrest, and other negative problems, these uplifting stories provide some positive energy and help us to realize that not all is wrong with the world. There is a good mix of stories, music, and movies in this issue, and one focus includes stories of recovering survivors of 9/11 in memory of the upcoming anniversary. Patricia Welch also sings United We Stand, written by her husband, Pete DuBerry, to describe 9/11. Enjoy the beauty of the Northern Lights movie, shot over 6 months in Norway, or read about toys that assist development in autistic children, or read about Sam and Amber Jagar, both actors who maintain a happy home life in Hollywood and work with instead of against Mother Earth. Or read about Brooke Burke, co-host of Dancing with the Stars, as she describes her new book, The Naked Mom, A Modern Mom's Fearless Revelations, Savory Advice, and Soulful Reflections. If interested in health, you will want to enjoy the movie on Firewater that exposes the truth about the harmful effects of industrial-grade fluoridation chemicals used in the water supply in Australia, or read about toxic chemicals in skin and hair care products, or view the movie about citizens fighting to protect their environment from coal mining, where the weekly detonations are shredding the landscape, poisoning the water, and devastating the community. These are some of the stories you will find in the summer issue of A Distinctive Style magazine. I know you will want to subscribe to this magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. My second guest is Dorothy Donahue, who was interviewed last show. This is a continuation of that interview. Dorothy is the co-founder of Energetics Alchemy and has appeared on several radio shows. More information is available on an earlier blog on holistichealthshow.com and on www.dorothydonahue.com.
I was told years ago when I got my first computer and that I needed to get online that the internet was the great equalizer, mm-hmm. and what it was going to do was unite people and help people see the truth. Mm-hmm. So when I get these messages to the different things that I'm subscribed to on a daily basis, and they are saying what I know to be true, I am exultant. I cannot help but mm-hmm. just say, yay, mm-hmm. confirmation, confirmation, confirmation.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I like is that these young men who have gone off to help liberate people and also who have gone into these countries with the right ideals, even though in some instances I don't think the United States went into these countries with the right ideals. My understanding is that if they have lost limbs, etc., that they will be whole again.
You know, it's such a crazy thing that our government has asked and of these beautiful young people. And I trust that what you're saying is true. I trust when I went into the future, I saw that what they have shared with me is because of the work that I'm doing, because of who I am and because of my understanding of all of this, that I am getting younger every day, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. I am becoming more whole mm-hmm. and perfect and complete. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. I've had many physical challenges this lifetime, and they are all disappearing one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So these beautiful beings that have sacrificed for us, again, it is up to them.
Mm-hmm.
If they take responsibility for the choice that they made to go into this war that is just obscene, then yes, they will.
Mm-hmm.
If they continue to choose, as some of them have, to be a victim, to blame and not take personal responsibility, then they will be some who do not ascend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. From what I have read and all, it looks like since the earth is ascending with people on it, that the earth may split and that some people who have made the choice will move into a higher vibratory rate, which is a fifth dimension or fourth dimension, and some who have chose not to go will stay in the third dimension, so they will continue to have life and death and illnesses, etc., but may have the opportunity to ascend in a certain amount of time, since you say there is no such thing as time.
Right.
At
right.
some future
there is no
point.
Such thing, there is no such thing as heaven or hell except the one that we create right,
right.
here on
mm-hmm.
earth.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so, yes, I believe that those who will not ascend will create their own hell on earth. And
mm-hmm.
you say that the earth will split. I believe there will always be a third dimension for
mm-hmm.
people who need to experience the insanity of the third dimension,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
either due to the actions that they have made in their lifetime, and they come to the third dimension to experience choice and
mm-hmm.
to remember who they really are and how they are the co-creators of mm-hmm. the thing called life on Earth. So, yes, I have read that. I can't tell you exactly how it's going to work. I can't wait to see myself how it's going to work.
Right.
Because the future that I stepped into, they didn't show me the part about people being left behind in mm-hmm. the third dimension.
Mm-hmm.
They were just reaffirming for me and let me experience it. I actually went in my physical body this time instead of just being shown it, as they've shown me like a movie in the past,
mm-hmm.
and standing on the world stage and sharing with people what I know to be true about how powerful we are. It was so life-affirming and so wonderful. So mm-hmm. I came back from that experience reconvinced and reconfirmed that we are doing the right thing and we're moving in the right direction and that ascension is happening right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. One thing, Dorothy, that I have always been curious about, and that is that since we have so destroyed or damaged our environment, including our food supply and our air and our water, etc., that what would happen to all of these, but I understand more recently that there are people that have been trying to get through from more advanced civilizations to help us for many, many years, but that the dark forces have prevented this, and that as the world becomes lighter and lighter, they will come through and they will show us how to purify our damaged environment.
There are so many of them, Carl, that are here right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many of them who are already showing different people all over the world how to purify and cleanse our planet. I know of people who have remedies for polluted water. I know people who have remedies for polluted land. And they are simply waiting for the time when we can put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I just received a video from a Dr. Buzinski who has had a cure for cancer
for years. Yeah, I know
and,
of him. Right.
Yes, and just now is his video going mainstream. Dr. Oz had him on. He's had the answers. And where did he get these answers? And who is he really? He has been guided by our friends from far, far away, by these elevated beings. They guide many of us. They guide me. I have been in communication with them since I was a small child, my earliest memories. They are helping us. They are helping to contain the contamination in Japan right now.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
yes, they are here, and they will disclose themselves much sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting because the message that I just received is you're looking for a date. Everyone is looking for a date. Since there is no time and there's no space, we cannot give you a date.
Mm-hmm.
We know you don't like the word soon, but look at it now. We have 3 exclamation points behind it,
mm-hmm.
so it's
mm-hmm.
going to be sooner rather than later.
Well, it's interesting about Dr. Brzezinski because he was harassed like many previous very successful and brave physicians who
right.
used alternative medical treatments for cancer. And Dr. Brzezinski fought the FDA and won, which I think is interesting.
This is confirmation that change has occurred, positive change,
mm-hmm.
that ascension is happening. On this planet, we have destroyed the Dr. Brzezinskis who came before him.
Mm-hmm.
We destroyed Rife. We destroyed Tesla. They all brought things to this world
right.
from a higher dimension that would help us improve.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, some way, Dr. Brzezinski has been assisted, and he has triumphed.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many lesser beings would have just rolled over.
Right.
It's an amazing story, and His video is available at Whole Foods outlets all over the country. And I think someone told me it was available on Netflix also. So I urge our listeners to really watch this video and understand the triumph, understand what really happened here. Our government pulled out every weapon that they had at their disposal and time after time again attacked this man for the wonderful work that he has done. And millions of people have lost their lives to cancer needlessly.
Right.
But now the information is out there. This is amazing. This is ascension, Carl, because you know, and I know, in the past that he would be rotting in a jail somewhere.
Right. Well, there was back in the 30s, Dr. Hoxie had the highest success rate of any physician practicing, but he was arrested so many times that he carried $100 bills in his pocket so that when they arrested him, he could pay the fine and get back to work, you know, helping people.
But
then there was Renee Case, public health nurse in Canada, who again was very successful in her approach. Then there's been several.
There have been so many. To take a look at Rife. Rife cured all of his test subjects from incurable cancer back in 1933. You can go onto the internet and Google Royal Rife, and you will find the articles that were printed in the San Diego Tribune at that time. His laboratory was destroyed. They confiscated all of his stuff, and they actually destroyed the man. Now, I have an acquaintance who was selling the Rife frequency instruments in San Diego, and the FDA now had him in jail. They would not listen. They would not allow into the courtroom all of the testimonials of how this instrument had healed people. They didn't want to hear that. They just allowed the testimony that he was selling these instruments, and so he is in jail. I believe that his conviction will be overturned because truth is coming out. But yes, it is still happening, and God bless Dr. Brzezinski for his going on and on and on. And I'm not sure where all of his support came from. But he had enough support, and I believe that there's been divine intervention now in place in his case, and so the truth is out there now.
Well, there's other very brave cancer physicians also, like Dr. Forsyth in Nevada, who's an MD and a homeopathic physician, who is having very successful survival rates for stage 4 prostate is very high. I think it's something like 80 to 90% for stage 4 5-year survival. There is Dr. Contreras in Oasis of Hope, who has treated over 120,000 cancer patients and again has success rates for stage 4 much higher than the traditional. So there are people out there, Dr. Gonzalez, who's had success with pancreatic cancer that Suzanne Summers mentions in her book. So there's a lot of physicians out there that are having a lot of success, but most of these have at one time or another been harassed by the federal government. So
yes, they have, and many of them are now, many that you don't know about, that I happen to be acquainted with, have opened up clinics in other countries so that they can do their work without being hassled. And they are just assisting so many people in reclaiming their lives from what has always been known as a death sentence. Cancer is a death sentence. When your doctors tell you you have, and you've been through this, Carl, when doctors told you you had 6 months to live, how many years ago was that?
36. Right. But I didn't do what the doctor told me to do. I
thank God
went by guidance that I received from a higher source, and I'll leave it at that. So, Dorothy, then, is there anything else that you would like to say about Ascension before we look at your services and how the listeners can reach you?
What I would like to say is please be willing to become as awake and aware of your thoughts and your words and your actions as you can possibly be. Please be willing to participate in the Ascension. And the most important thing of all is to consciously, consistently, constantly refuse to step into the fear that we are being invited into through the news media every day. Mm-hmm. It is time for us to step into trust, not faith, but trust. Mm-hmm. Trust, knowing that all is truly well in our world and that we are co-creating the heaven on earth that we deserve.
Mm-hmm. Then, Dorothy, would you tell us about your services and how the listeners can reach you?
My listeners, our listeners today can reach me through my website, dorothydonahue.com. That's DorothyDonahue.com. They can also feel free to call me at 858-349-8952. I do sessions over the phone. I also do them in person. And if they're in Southern California, I highly suggest that they find a way to get here. But whether it's over the phone or it's in person, what I do is download people with these amazing codes. I also adjust the DNA, getting them ready for the new world. The codes that are downloaded that come through me are just phenomenal, and they prepare you for the actual shift of the shift when things really come together, and the light workers will know exactly what to do and how to do it. So that's part of my gifts as an awakener, accelerator, and activator, and I do activate the latent gifts that lie within each of us. Each of us come to this planet with very special gifts. And thank God we don't all have the same one,
mm-hmm.
because many, many different things are needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be happy to assist anyone. I also am the maker of the only true star rods, or Egyptian healing rods, on the planet. They are powerful beyond imagination, and you can check them out on my website,
mm-hmm.
energeticalchemy.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's energeticalchemy.com. I make each set of rods for each specific person. I do not sell them through my website. They must call me and talk to me so I can discern whether they can use these properly. They're mm-hmm. very powerful, very wonderful instruments for self-transformation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you very much, Dorothy. This has been very interesting, and again, it's something that I enjoy and want to learn all I can about, and I'm sure that many of the listeners are going to want to learn as much as they can also, and you have given us a lot to think about, so I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, truly, truly my pleasure to do so. I'm so pleased that you've had me on your show, and I hope to speak to you again in the near future. I want to thank you so much for the amazing job that you are doing in getting truth and information out there.
Thank you, Dorothy. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great day.